Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Excuse me. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Jerry Berkson. And we are just...
Hi.
Very, very fortunate to have with us Fran Green, who is the flirting coach. And she's calling in from Florida, which I also appreciate. I'm a little jealous because it's freezing up here, but that's besides the point. Fran, what I'd like to do for the second half is go over the top 10 list of flirting tips because, you know, I'm a hands-on person and... You know, I'm married, and so I don't mean I'm out of the picture, but I don't know if I would do online dating if I wasn't. That's just me as a person. But I like the smile and the compliment and the eye contact and all the different ideas that you have are very soft. You know, they're not aggressive, but can easily start. The props, I think, is great. By putting on a piece of jewelry or putting on a sweatshirt that says some weird saying on it or a place where you've been, for me to ask you, were you really there? And then you have a conversation. I might turn around or you might turn around at the end of 5 minutes and say, this is a crazy guy. I want out of here. But just touch base, if you don't mind, on that list.
Oh, absolutely. My number one flirting tip is to compliment somebody.
Okay.
And it certainly can be a stranger. The best compliments are honest, genuine, and have the element of surprise. So, for example, if you're always complimented because you have beautiful blue eyes, if somebody complimented you and said, wow, you really know how to, your sense of style is so impressive, or you have a great voice, or I was overhearing you talking to your grandchild and you were so kind, even though he seemed to be having a bit of a meltdown, it lets the other person know that you really noticed them. And the goal of flirting, the only goal of flirting, is to make the other person feel special and to feel good. It's not about getting a date or getting a phone number, because that, if that's your goal, it's not going to happen. Because you know, you just can't meet someone and say, hi, my name is Jerry. Would you like to have a date? The person's going to say, you know, go take a hike. Other flirting tips are smiling. Smiling is to flirting as air is to breathing. There is nothing that is more welcoming, more friendly, makes somebody feel comfortable in your presence. And if you don't believe me, just look in the mirror and put a really sad look on your face. Or a deadpan expression, and then just change it to smiling. And it's just incredible. People are drawn to you when you smile. And one of the things is you want people to approach you as well. So if you're smiling and making eye contact, people are more apt to approach you. Eye contact is incredibly important. You don't want to stare somebody down. And when you're talking to somebody, you want to look them in the eye. And if you have trouble making eye contact, one of the things you can do is look at the person's forehead or their chin, and the person will still think that you're making eye contact with them. One of the things you mentioned is a good flirt never leaves home without their prop. What's a prop? A prop is a natural conversation starter. So, for example, if I'm wearing a Yankee hat and I am in Paris and someone comes over and says, ooh, I love the Yankees, you're going to start a conversation. Or a school that you've gone to, or a place that you've visited. Sometimes even just your scent. Someone could say, you smell delicious, and that can have a whole, that can lead into a whole nother conversation. And an interesting book or newspaper, it just invites someone to talk to you naturally and spontaneously. You know, especially if you're a walker or a runner, someone's wearing a T-shirt. It just happened to me the other day. I was at a craft fair, and this man was wearing a Bentley T-shirt, and my next-door neighbor just started Bentley University. Well, it started a whole conversation. He went to Bentley. His son went to Bentley. And not that I made a new friend, but for the next 5 to 10 minutes, it was a really great encounter. Listening. For some reason, none of us do that very well, and I'm not sure why. One of the reasons why we tend not to listen is not because we don't want to listen, but rather we're focused on what we're going to say next. So instead of having a nice tennis volley where I talk, you talk, I talk, you talk, have you ever had a conversation where both of you are talking exactly at the same time, and it's the most frustrating thing? So my suggestion is you should listen twice as much as you talk. And people around you will think you're incredibly brilliant, kind, empathic, wonderful. All you have to do is listen and nod occasionally and say, uh-huh, yeah. And that really helps conversations going. You have to make the first move. If you see somebody that you want to talk with, go over and start a conversation with them.
May I connect?
Do you have anything? What?
Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah. May I connect your last comment on listening to an activity that took place between 1949 and 1954 when the Yankee Bat Boy was interacting with Allie Reynolds, a Native American famous pitcher for the Yankees, and he was trying to get advice from the different Yankees as to what makes a successful baseball player and really in life, what makes a successful person. And Allie Reynolds said, in my culture, we say that God gave us a pair of eyes and a pair of ears, but only one mouth. Therefore, use your eyes and your ears more than talking.
Absolutely. So, I love that because I never thought about the two eyes, the two ears, and the one mouth. I only thought about the two ears and one mouth. And that is full of wisdom because the eye contact is so important. The eye contact and the listening and the smile, if you use them all together, it absolutely brings people, they will flock to you. You ever notice that there's some people who always have people around them, whether it's at a party or even with a group of strangers? Those people, what they all have in common is they make the other person feel welcome and special. And they just have a way of doing that. And if you really want to be outrageous, one of the things you can do is what I call my flirtatious handshake. And when you go to shake someone's hand, with your other hand, you're either going to stroke the back of their hand or you're going to clutch their hand just for a couple of seconds, just to say, I am so glad to meet you. Have I left anything out on the top 10 list?
No, I think that's wonderful. I mean, it's really what you're covering. And I think it's so true is coming across to somebody from a stranger perspective, stranger's perspective is there's no reason to be living in isolation. It's the worst thing to do. And yes, will every one of these things work? Absolutely not. Make the first move. You might get obviously thrown off and the person says they want no part of it. Eye contact compliments. You can compliment somebody and they don't even listen to it. But on balance, you know, I think personally this is the stuff that just makes a nice atmosphere within a room, literally. You go into a room at a senior center or someplace like that, just to turn around and say, that's a lovely scarf, this is something. And you are also very correct. It's got to be real. People know every time you're giving some stupid, you know, phony compliment that makes no sense to anybody. That's all I'm, that's my opinion anyway. Yet, I do have to accept, because I do go to enough of these senior centers, it is hard. You know, the person taking the first step, you got to have a gutsy attitude. I don't know what, I don't know if it's attitude or what. You have to have some degree of guts to start it going, you know, and using the thing. You know, I'm a believer in using a prop and complimenting somebody if I wanted to talk about something. If I wanted to, I have no problem in complimenting somebody because they have something nice on. I have no interest. I mean, I already know them. They're friends of mine. So I will compliment the person. So a compliment to a stranger has to be real. That's all. Not phony. I think everything that you're saying has to come from a point of the person being real. That's all. Otherwise, why bother?
I agree with John. Just excellent. Well spoken.
One of the things that you made me think of, it's really a combination of chutzpah and charisma.
Translate chutzpah, please, for us.
What?
Translate chutzpah for folks that might not know the word. It's a Hebrew or Yiddish word, chutzpah.
And it's really about having a lot of nerve and, you know, having brass balls, quite frankly. And should I explain it correctly now? Yes.
I think you got it.
You did.
I think you got it, Fran.
You did.
Thank you.
You're right. And one of the things that you were talking about before, John, was about rejection. And what's most important is to be able to reframe rejection. And the way you can reframe it is, if you start talking with somebody and they have no interest, you've only wasted 10 minutes of your time and not 10 hours or 10 weeks or 10 years. And if you don't take the risk, you will never have increased social connection. One of the things that you can do at a senior center is get there earlier than other people, and you can be the host. So you're going to change your behavior from being the guest to the host. You actually can welcome people. So when somebody comes in, you greet them and say hello. And if they say, "Is that seat taken?" you say, "I'd love you to sit at my table."
Right. I like that idea. That's cool. Listen, Fran, we're out of time. It's amazing when you're on how quick it goes, but I truly appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I hope you're enjoying Florida and the sun down there. And we are listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.